record. Just how important is it to follow in the legacy of the Art Stills and Derek Thomas's and some of these great pass rushers the Chiefs have had?
You know, we don't set our goals like that. We set our goals based on wins around here. You know, we haven't had enough of those in our past year. So, I mean, being able to accomplish those things while, you know, trying to get these wins, that's huge. Those guys, you know, obviously they did a tremendous job while they were here. But our goal is to get wins.
The amazing thing is you guys have gotten sacks from like 10 different guys. It hasn't been two guys or three guys. Can you just kind of talk about what goes into that?
Well, I think it's our coaches. You know, mm-hmm. I think Bob Sutton, he does a tremendous job along with his assistants making everybody be aware that it's just not going to be outside linebackers. We're all going to put pressure on the quarterback. And I think, you know, they do a great job with us. And we just go out there and execute.
You talk a lot about teamwork, especially between you and Justin Houston. Talk about that working relationship that you guys, it seems like it's gone to the next level this year.
Yeah, you know, we just continue to work and practice, take care of the little things, always doing our hand drills and appreciating one another, because we know Justin could have went out there and had a heck of a game, but, you know, we knew about this quarterback, his scrambling ability to our left, his right, and that which allowed me to come off the edge and him to just kind of buy me some time to get there, and along with the entire defense. So our chemistry is, you know, we definitely understand what we want to get done, and we'll continue to do that.
It seems like you only know how to play this game at one speed, and that's full tilt, full speed. How do you do that? I mean, how are you able to do it?
Practice. A lot of hard work in the off season. You condition yourself during practice to run to the ball. Always run to the ball and be productive in practice, and just consistently doing it. And then it becomes a second nature to you while you get in the game. It's not as hard as practice.
Is that maybe the highest compliment I guess a guy could have? Is that you're busting in every play?
I always say, you know, when you make it to this level, there's not a lot of guys that are not good. So everybody's good. The difference between you and those guys is going to come down to how well conditioned you are. I think endurance in this league, if you're well conditioned, you can definitely take advantage of players if they start to become tired.
Tom, it seems like everybody talks about your effort, your relentless nature. Do you feel like you get enough due for your ability?
Well, I mean, I'm not the athlete that everybody want me to be, but I think with my hard work, I kind of make up for it. But, you know, I'm not like a freak of nature, you know, like a guy like Peppers, you know, 6'7", and, you know, can run. I'm not that guy. So I'm who I am, and, you know, I take what I have and I just utilize it and try to, you know, make hay with that.
Are you the athlete you want to be?
Yeah, I mean, God made me the way he made me genetically, and I appreciate that. and that's all I can do is just take what I got and put it to work.
Coach said you have one speed, full speed.
It's something that, you know, I've been conditioned since high school and while I was at Penn State by Coach Larry Johnson to just run the ball. Our defensive linemen, you know, have been conditioned to run the ball. And once you do that, you know, that helps your defense, whether you're getting sacks or just tackles. I mean, you run to the ball, a lot of things can happen. You can, especially if a guy comes out and, you know, force the ball to come out. And so a lot of things can happen when you run to the ball. And I try to do as much as I can going forward. You know, I don't have the speed to be catching nobody when they're breaking it.
How much
is
that
Larry guy? Who is this Larry guy you're talking about?
Larry Johnson Sr. The defensive.
So what does that award mean to you, really? Does it mean that this defense is doing its job?
What do you mean?
The AFC Defensive Player.
Oh, the award. All credits to our entire defense, our team. It allows us to become, you know, players that we want to be. But, you know, sometimes one of us stands out and, you know, the light is on us, but you know, credit to Justin, credit to Don Terry Poe. Those guys, they do a tremendous job in stopping the run for us to, you know, get this job done.
Have you noticed anything as you guys keep winning that the lights are getting a little bit brighter or more people are paying attention and the hype is slowly building on about the Chiefs? You notice anything different each week?
Yeah, you know, Coach have made sure we're aware about what's happening here. The more games we win, you know, the more attention we're going to have around here, and we just have to make sure when we get out there, we're getting our job done and focus on what we got to get done around here.